bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm here for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You can go from changing diapers to dropping off your child at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree, and you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin windows at 0% interest. Where was y'all when I was looking? Anyway, a 10-year labor warranty, believe it or not. It's always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come, at least a decade. They're going to last longer than that. What do you do? Well, you need to realize that certain restrictions apply, but the offer ends March 31st of 2025. That's Monday. Remember, Pella Windows and Doors, 0% interest, 10-year labor warranty. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. See, I can spell. I went to school and graduated the eighth grade. White Widow, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Ken. I know that you've been, you know, outspoken about our broken healthcare system and you've had forums, but, you know, there's a new squeeze. I have a friend. She's not, you know, long for this world, and maybe you can say she volunteered. She's 88 pounds, and she won't stop drinking. One of those situations. But she was in the hospital a week and a half, got out, but she still wants to work, and she trudges to get to third shift Walmart and put her hours in on stocking. I've never seen anything like her, but nevertheless, she does a responsible thing. She pays her rent in her very modest little apartment, and you can tell she's shutting down because, you know, she's not wearing clean clothes or eating well. But nevertheless, she calls up and does a responsible thing to make arrangements on these bills. You know, insurance companies look at your occupation, and people who are in the retail industry, service industry, something like this, they consider them transient, and the premiums are often higher. So she calls up to do the responsible thing to make arrangements with Aurora. And she says, I can pay this much. Now, she's been out of work for 3 weeks. And they said, no, you have to send us 6 months of your payroll. And we'll tell you how much you can pay. You know, and it's just
now,
indicative.
Now, who told her that?
Aurora. She called up to make payment arrangements on her medical bill. Let's not forget medical bills are the number one reason for bankruptcy in the United States. Let's not forget half the people at the emergency room uses it as a general practitioner. Let's not forget all the non-citizens, illegals, whatever you want to say, who are being treated mandatorily at these emergency rooms after they get injured by unscrupulous employees, employers, you know, so let's not forget. But the fact of the matter is that's the type of squeeze. They did that to my husband, you know, and they said we were going to get a court order, judge.
Okay, so let me help you with something. This is why the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that Trump is trying to get rid of, this is why you should not get rid of that bureau. This is one of the most, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it's one of the most important bureaus we have in the federal government. And I think some of the big people that make money and all the big companies and the banks want to get rid of it because they call you on the garbage you do. That's how they caught people down in Texas that were charging people money for cards that had their Social Security on it that they weren't supposed to charge a fee on. You know, if you don't use your card, you get a fee. If you use your card, you get a fee. They were supposed to be free because they were for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, whatever. Well,
Listen
to what I'm saying. As of January 7th, 2025, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized the rule banning, which I thought it already was, medical debt from appearing on credit reports and prohibiting lenders from using medical information in lending decisions.
So would you say that, now I'm looking at stats from maybe 2 years ago, when bankruptcy was the number one reason was medical bills.
Right.
So what's happening is people are having to go bankrupt. That might not be having to be used on your credit record when you go to get a car. But
part of the reason why you're going bankrupt. But part of the reason why you're going bankrupt is because you owe it and you can't get a house, you can't get a car, you can't get a credit card, you can't get a apartment. And so that's what was stopping them, the medical debt. So if you can't put it on the score and use it against them, then they can at least find a place to live, find a place to lay their head and be able to work so they can pay off the bill. Now, it sounds like she may need some help. Go on.
Good, because that takes the leverage off. Then they don't have any type of arbitrary, you know, squeeze on you, because then what else can they do to you? Can they take you into court and give you a judgment? Can they garnish your wages? I mean, it's interesting to see what happens, because I don't see this big machine, healthcare, capitulating on that type of money. So it's going to be interesting. Are they going to write it off? So that's interesting. Thank you for that information.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care. And so there are. Let me see if I can find it. I don't think they're in business anymore, but I think they changed their name. Okay. Let me see. I don't know. I'm looking for the non. Oh, that's right. Let me type in nonprofit. Because y'all know how people can get. They lie to you and then tell you. I'm not talking about a, like, consumer credit counseling. I'm looking for that type of thing. Nonprofit debt counseling. Something that doesn't charge you for anything or make you do anything in order to get it. But there are places you can go that can intercede on your behalf in order to do that. And so American Consumer Credit Counseling, I don't know if this is a nonprofit or not. I would check them for the Better Business Bureau, stuff like that. Make sure they're nonprofit. Go to the county. Go to the city. Go to the state and let them know you need some help, and they can help you. And so we're going to have somebody come in from Educators Credit Union. We're going to have somebody from Educators Credit Union come in and sit down and talk about people that have debt issues and debt problems and what's going on, and we can go in and fix it. Because I think that it's important that people understand there is always help. Whatever situation you're in, whatever you, you know, I have friends who need help, but they'll be bothered that you're trying to help them because it's just a weird thing. They want help, but they don't want help from you. But then they're going through and you know it's and you can understand that you want to do it yourself, but at some point, we have to learn to be gracious, and it's difficult to do sometimes. Tell me about it. It's difficult, but sometimes you have to be gracious and let other people help you in areas that you can't help yourself.
Number 5.
Well, 1 week into police officers being back, what's going on? Well, the community is still debating. This is how you should use the police. They ain't never dealt with the police before in their life. They don't know how to use, but they want to say, oh, my kids are traumatized. They're all, we got to help the kids. We gotta put. 1 week after school resource officers have been implemented back into the Milwaukee public school buildings, an MPS board director hosted a school safety roundtable for community feedback. So let me get this right. The community people who were not in the schools when the students were there because they were at work are now going to talk to the school board. This is dumb stuff the school board is doing. They're going to talk to the school board about how the officers are looked at in the community. Okay. We're going to be looking at how do you want to see SROs used in the building. I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And this is from board director Henry Leonard, who organized the meeting. Last night, students, parents, and the community members, see, there is the problem right there. Watch this. Where are the police? Where are the police? No, we're not going to invite them to the meeting. Stupidity. They sat shoulder to shoulder with district administration, including new superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselius. It's the first time the administration has sat down with the community in a public meeting since the transition. Okay, let me scroll through the story. Batons, pepper spray, tasers. It kind of makes me feel uncomfortable, especially the concealed carry part. I feel like they don't need the concealed carry at all. Watch this. Sometimes you can read something and you can think, wow, that's interesting. And sometimes you can go,
number 4.
Why even read something dumb like that? That made absolutely no sense. If kids are traumatized, don't go to school. If kids are traumatized, then parents need to teach their kids not to act a fool so you won't need the police in school. But you got to understand, the all-white Republican legislature is afraid of their kids in school, and they think that crime is in the black community, therefore they want police in those schools. And that's their way of getting police in their schools. Anyway, it must be Thursday. And you remember we talked about 23andMe? Remember we talked about it? This is from SeekingAlpha.com. Remember we talked about 23andMe? Yep, they're filing bankruptcy and everybody had to put in information to have their DNA destroyed. Well, guess what? The bankruptcy judge, who I think is probably a knucklehead, has cleared the way so they can sell your DNA. Shares of 23andMe on the NASDAQ more than doubled this morning after a federal judge, hearing the company's Chapter 11 proceedings, permitted its management to sell its most treasured asset, genetics data obtained from millions of customers. What kind of idiot? Oh, wait. U.S. bankruptcy judge Brian Walsh required the company to delay the process by 2 weeks to accommodate creditors' views before the court can issue a final decision on the potential buyer. And in order to make money, they want to sell DNA, yours, that you paid to have processed but didn't read the fine print because the fine print said what? Oh, by the way, when you give us your DNA, yeah, you don't own it anymore. We do. And we get to do with it whatever we want to do. And that is why I never gave any of my DNA to 23andMe.
Number three.
Voice of America director Michael Abramowitz has sued the Trump administration, this is per Politico.com, asking a federal court to determine the administration's decision to dismantle the government-funded media outlet as unlawful. The suit filed in Washington on yesterday is one of a handful in response to the closure of several media outlets under or funded by U.S. Agency for Global Media. Closing down the Voice of America would be incalculable, self-inflicted wound for America and deprive the U.S. of a priceless asset, one of which most people alive don't even know it exists. Abramowitz, who, like virtually every other VOA employee, was placed on administrative leave or terminated, wrote a letter to VOA employees, which he subsequently shared on LinkedIn. Now, this is me. I don't really care if they close Voice of America. I don't really care if they close NPR or Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I think we need to do is get the money under control. I think we need to make sure we take care of certain things. Do we have to shut everything down for everything? No, I don't think so. But what good is it? Like, what exactly are we using it for? When only 36% of the money that goes to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting comes from local and everything else comes from the federal government. And we've got stations right here in Milwaukee that make millions of dollars from the government to talk about what they want to talk about. They're not bipartisan. If they were bipartisan, that would be one thing. If you literally hire Democrats and Republicans in equal numbers or whatever, that'd be fine. But that's not what they do. And many times, people that are in agreement of what they're talking about think they're too far to the left or right. So, and NPR and Corporation for Public Broadcasting is definitely liberal. And there's nothing wrong with that. You just need to make it plain that you're liberal. Make it plain that you're conservative. Don't pretend. Dance around the issue. Right? I'm just saying. Did I hit number two yet?
Number two.
Now I did. The Trump administration on Wednesday, sounds familiar, asked the Supreme Court to allow it to cut hundreds of millions of dollars for teacher training. Federal judge in Boston temporarily blocked the cuts, finding they were already affecting training programs aimed at addressing a nationwide teacher shortage, and appeals court turned away a plea from the administration to allow them to resume. The government asked the high court to step in, arguing that the order is one of several issued by federal judges around the country, wrongfully forcing it to keep paying out millions in grant money. One of the things they don't understand is that we got teachers back in the 70s and 80s. We got teachers because the federal government was able to come in and help shore up education. If there's anything you want to shore up, wouldn't you want to shore up education? Now, this has nothing to do with them getting rid of the education department. This is them specifically going after initiatives that help black teachers become black teachers. And so I think this is a dumb move. Justice Department filed four other emergency appeals of court rulings that blocked administration actions amid a wave of lawsuits that have slowed, for at least now, aspects of Trump's agenda. I think it's important that the president understand that you can't just run in with an axe and start cutting stuff. That's not how it's going to work. You are just one branch. All the other branches are co-equal. And you don't get to, you know, just decide people that are getting paid to shore up certain areas because they don't have teachers. That's what the government is for. If you're going to spend money to help people. That's like saying we don't need to give money for people to go to medical school to become medical doctors when you know we're short on doctors. We're short on, well, we're never short on lawyers. we're short on, you know, all these occupations that are sorely needed, but then we're supposed to pretend like we don't need them. We'll just bypass it. Nah, they'll just You know, and then what will happen? We'll look up and it'll be all white people in those occupations. Because you have put up barriers to block black people from actually being eligible to get those jobs based on the assumption that because they're black, they just can't do the job. And that's what I talk about when I talk about that subtle bigotry of low expectation. Sometimes you go into places and people just have that thing, right? They just have that thing where they just don't think you're even qualified to do anything. And then when you start talking to them, they go, oh, what? You got friends that do it, but then I tell you I do it, all of a sudden, you know, oh, this newfound respect. Otherwise, I was just a bum and I was trash 5 seconds before.
Number one.
This from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. To get a sense of how lead paint is being handled in Milwaukee public schools, the Journal Sentinel requested a year of the district's paint-related work orders from February 2024 to February 2025, and MPS provided copies of 1,190 work orders. Not all are related to lead-based paint. Some are for parking lot lines and other services without lead hazards. So this is what they found. At least 25% of paint-related work orders from past year are not completed. They found 427 of the work orders were listed as open. That's about 38%. Some open orders dated back to last February. Most MPS schools have had at least one paint-related work order as of mid-February, records show. MPS officials said some of those open orders have been completed but are not yet closed in the system because they are awaiting a final step, such as a payment to a contractor or a walkthrough to ensure the work was completed. Officials estimate about a quarter of the paint-related work orders in the last year have not been completed. The district has five painters on staff. Now, that by itself should make you question if MPS knows what the heck they're doing. Five. How many schools are in MPS? Like 144 or 150? Let me, you know what? I got Google in front of me. I should just ask Siri, but then, you know, how many schools are in the MPS school district? And I'm almost afraid to see the answer. 156 schools. How many painters do you have? Five. Okay. So let's do this. 156 divided by five is 31.2. 31.2. So watch this. 31.2 divided by 12 is 2.6. So that in a month, right? You work 5 days a week, 4 weeks, 20 days. You got 10 days to deal with what a paint is in a building and then go to the next school. What was it? 2.1 per month? I don't really understand. You can get to 2.1 schools per month. Some schools don't need painting. Skip those. That makes the number lower. That makes it like 1 point something. So in the course of a year, you could conceivably cover and check all 156 schools. So let's not do work orders. Let's do order of priority. And then we just go from school to school to school. This month, you get that school and that school. This month, you get that because there's five of y'all. I don't get it. Some schools, you don't even have to bother to check. Hey, Mr. Principal, are there any paint issues and all that? And if there's some stuff going, just call me. I'll go through. I get it. Take care of it. Boop. Those are the only schools you get a work order from. Your schools. Prioritize it. Boop. Yours won't be able to take till next December because it's like a windowsill or is this or is that. But instead, Y'all got some folk at NPS that's working on this thing called logistics that can help take y'all where y'all want to be and do what y'all want to do. And if you're going to call people in to find out whether or not it works or helps with police in the schools, don't you think you might want to call, I don't know, the police?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Those aren't oranges. Those are tangerines. You don't even know, do you? You don't even know if they're oranges or tangerines. Oh, but then I can't laugh at it. Okay. Yes, sir. So I was laughing at DJ Brother Z's, like, lunch, right? And it's all fruit. But then he had like oranges or whatever on the top, and he had, why don't cut my music off, man?
Because I told him to.
Man, come on, let's fight.
I'm about my lunch. Talking about my teriyaki style beef jerky and my strawberry applesauce.
You ain't gotta rub it in, man.
Saying so that I got junk, so I had to show you that I had fruit as well.
Is that like the people that eat like four Big Macs, two things of fries, and drink Diet Coke and say they on a diet like that?
Or say that they had a salad for lunch.
Right. And drown the salad in salad dressing that's got like, why do we do that to ourselves? I don't know. Somebody said, was that an elder saying sexy red is acceptable? Well, what do you mean by acceptable? I didn't say she was acceptable, but she's a businesswoman. She's making money. Just because you don't like how she looked don't mean you get to, like, trash her or something. She's a human being like everybody else. Whatever she do in her life is her business, and it's her choice. But she's making money. I can at least respect that. Now, I might not respect how you make your money, but I can respect that you make money. And that's kind of a, like, anyway, I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to just say, right, anyway. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't know whether my phone keep blowing up, my people keep calling me, texting me about, dude, like, what upset so many people for saying, oh. Somebody said ghetto. Let me just go back before we go to break. Let me go back and write what somebody said. Dr. Ken, ghetto is a noun, ratchet is a verb. Simple. Not true. To be, right? To be ghetto, to be ratchet. It can be a verb. I am ghetto. I am ratchet. That's a noun. No, I'm just, I get what you're saying, but it's too interchangeable. And I think the whole point of it is that ghetto and ratchet is in the eye of the beholder. And that not all the time do people agree with what, do people agree with what the definition is. Okay? So, many people are very successful, but they don't want you to know where they came from. They only talk about their life up to a certain point, right? They don't want you to know. They say, oh, where are you from? Oh, yeah, I'm from New York. Okay, but where are you really from? You from Long Island? Or you from Harlem? You from Bed-Stuy? You from Brooklyn? You from, like, so people say stuff, but then when you start to drill down on the neighborhood, it's a whole different conversation because they like, they grew up in the Jets. You know, on the other side of 110th Street. In Harlem, when it wasn't the Harlem it was today. So the Harlem that it was 30 years ago was a whole different Harlem. And a Harlem that was the same 60 years ago today, nobody wanted to live in. It was. So when I hear that from people, I recognize what they're really saying is that what you see now isn't what I used to be. But I came through it. I'm going to have to steal that. I had a Demetrius moment, right? I had a moment where somebody said something and I went, they're not telling me, they're actually showing me these are the things that you can do. This is what you can do. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about, you know what? I'm going to just tell you now because you know I forget. I had a friend who thought when I asked him a question, he was helping me. And one day a friend of his came to town and we're pretty, you know, we got jobs, working, doing all these things. Everything is great. And his friend said, oh, he's a friend of yours. He said to his friend in front of me, oh, yeah, I'm working with him. And I said, in front of his friend, excuse me, you what? I was like, how dare you say that? Who do you think you are? Like, I don't look up to you or think you're great. We just hang out, but you're not my big brother or my, like, what? You're not my mentor. Like, who do you think you are? Like, are you kidding me? And from that point forward, we never had the same relationship. Like, what? Like, you patting me on the back, on the top of the head like a puppy dog or something? Like, this is how you go around telling people, like, you're all that? I was like, yep. Be very clear about the relationship you have with people. Be very clear about the boundaries. But really what the relationship is, what it actually is. Because sometimes two people can have two different things. Sometimes you think you're hanging out with a friend and they walking around acting like they're mentoring you and you're like, what? And at first I was like, I thought to be offended, but then I was like, if that's what you needed in order to hang out, I don't think we need to hang out.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Truth Nation, Gruber Law Offices, The Analysis Live is back and takes place Saturday, March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Join Finasis Atetokounmpo for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other with special guest Brandon Jennings and so many, many, many more people. There's also a surprise guest who will be joining Finasis Live. So get your tickets now for Finasis Live on March 29th, Potawatomi Casino Hotel by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter for event and ticket information. Excitement, entertainment, you can't get anywhere else. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm not used to breaking this like on time. Like I'm not used to being on time and so even though I'm still like behind, right? So when you break on time only to find out that the break was like 12 minutes late and it was the other break. But you know, that's when you get going and moving and talking about stuff and trying to catch up to the talking text line and everybody screaming and hollering at each other. And black women wear weave that doesn't match their natural hair texture. Well, then they should cover it up. See, that's the other thing that drove me crazy. Why do you have natural hair? Look, from like here down to your ear, but then the rest of it is like wavy blonde. Like, I'm like, what is, I don't understand that. I mean, I get it. It makes you look beautiful. It really does. Some women look absolutely marvelous. But that's when you cover your whole head. Or you have hair and the part is fake. And the part in the wig is not the skin color of you. It's either lighter or darker. And it's like, okay. But it's the hair that you bought, so it's your hair. That's what somebody told me. Did I pay for it? Yeah, it's my hair. It's like, yeah, you got a point. You got a really good point, but what you shaking your head no for? I mean, whatever. Why am I talking to him? He's just a Gen Z. He don't know nothing. And it's your generation. Everything's fake. Everything's fake. You like fake, don't you? I know.
Not a fan.
Yeah, fake.
If you didn't grow it, it's not yours.
Wow. But they do be looking pretty, though, don't they?
Until the day after.
The day after what? Don't answer that. So, what are you hollering about? What you hollering about? You know I can hear you through the glass, right? They can't hear you, but I can hear you. What? Anyway. What?
You want to know what I was hollering about? Because you said you don't want to know what Glenn was talking about. So I said...
Yam, yam, tam, tam, pam, bam, jam, jam.
See how that just matched the lips?
A lot about nothing. Okay. I get it. I'm going to be looking for another job after tonight. I know. That's okay. Dr. Harris, we appreciate you being on 101.7 The Truth, but it's not your truth. Like what? We have a different truth for you. The truth is, yep, you're not here. Hey, Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com, sign up, volunteer, to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at communitycleanup.com. That's communitycleanup, all one word, .com to clean and beautify our city together. Tory Lowe Cleanup, Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. till 12 noon, presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Sub, Rez, Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. So make sure you sign up. You're there. We talk trash, right? But now it's time to do something about the trash. 833-212-1017 is the number. Coley, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How's your brother, your producer?
He's doing all right. I give him a lot of stuff, but he's
you know, before I dig in the chest of everybody, I gotta at least say hi. I don't come to the party and eat everything and you know, then talk crap.
Yeah, well.
All right, my point is, what did you think of Mr. Crowley's state of whatever? What did you think of that, brother?
I talked about it on my show the day that he did it, and I thought that it was a little disingenuous. I thought that the county over the next 5 years is going to be about $40-something million in a hole, and I really didn't hear anything about being fixed.
That's why I want to bring that up to you, brother. I've been so critical of that brother, and I feel I have every reason to be, because I did not hear a solution to the economic problems. And like I said, y'all criticized me for talking about both him and I'm going to call him by his real name.
Who criticized you?
The mayor.
Who
Chevy.
Criticized you?
I've been criticized because I called them fools out.
Not me?
I called that Ninja Turtle. Don't get me started. That ain't what I'm calling for.
Okay.
I'm calling.
Because I've been banging on both of them. So.
But yeah, what is your point? I'm banging on. I did not hear a single solution from Mr. Crowley.
That is correct.
And I was disappointed in that.
Yep.
And what I mean by that, I heard a lot of the same old, same old. I did not hear a answer about, you know, the shortcomings in the budget. I did not hear anything about addressing, you know, the crime again, the streets. And what I mean by streets, just give me the street condition. You know what I mean? I'm actually talking about the streets, just the actual streets. 52nd, 51st, yeah.
All right.
I heard a lot of jokes. And I'm wondering, brother, do you keep your people aware? Do you keep them aware that this man walked out and cracked jokes and he didn't solve one problem?
Well, the whole thing wasn't a joke. I mean, but I get it. Thanks for your call, Coley. We are coming up on time. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I told y'all it was going to be one of them Thursdays. Being ghetto. And some of y'all be calling. Sounded like y'all ghetto. I have a flashback and then a step back into the past when I go home, you know, which I'm overdue. I got to head down to Chicago and hang out. Go home, visit family. I ain't visiting friends because, you know, friends can get you in trouble. I do not want to be on the newspaper or on TV. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up next. It was great being with you. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Wait a minute. Who was it? Wait a minute. So I don't forget. All right. See y'all all tomorrow. Miriam, Lana Banana, not really a city girl, RCSE, Al. See you on Friday. Hey, God bless. Take care. Remember, tomorrow is Pop Off Friday. So if you got something that's really heating you up, pushing you, give me a call. 833-212-1017. Talk and text or live on YouTube. Just stream and watch us. Go to 1017thetruth.com. Sign up. Hit the notification bell and you'll get us live. Like right now. I'm out.